Hello, everyone. I have a great breakthrough announcement. Now for $79.49. That's right, you heard, $79.49. You get the 10 DVD set of all the old-time radio shows and Volume 1 of Space Patrol, Ren 1010, and Superman. These were all great TV shows from the 1950s. So go to oldtimeradionetwork.com today and take advantage of this pricing and help us to preserve old-time radio and television for future generations. And as always,
brother, can you spare a dime?
For after my laughter came tears, our old friend may tell you I'm not grieving, but I'd miss you since you went away. To our friends I've just been make-believing, don't believe a single word they say. I laughed the day I saw you leave, I laughed and said I'd never grieve, but after my laughter came tears. I told my friends I didn't care, I laughed about our whole affair, but after my laughter came tears. My pride kept me from showing them that I was moved, but I myself, you never know what I've been through. My lips concealed a heart in pain, I made believe but all in vain. For after my laughter came from showing them that I was moved, but by myself you never know what I've been through. My lips conceal a heart in pain, I made believe but all in vain. For after my laughter,
this is Scratchy Grooves, a program of music from the 1930s, 1920s, and earlier. I'm Bill Chambliss, and today I brought down from the attic two stacks of records for a session we'll call Tears and Laughter. Sad songs and happy songs in approximately a 50-50 mix. I give you a fair warning, some of these songs are just plain depressing, but I promise to come along and cheer you up before you go off the deep end, and I think the experience will be good for you overall. We'll have a brief quiz at the end of the program to determine what it all means. Are you ready? Well, the first song was the theme setter by the team of Johnny Marvin and Ed Small. Now we'll have four songs. First, Helen Morgan singing her doleful hit, Why Was I Born? Then Smiles by Joseph C. Smith's orchestra, after which we'll plunge into despair again with Lonesome and Sorry by the ubiquitous Irving Kaufman, And we'll end the set with a marvelously philosophical tune by the Sterling Trio, Have a Smile. Get out your Kleenex. Here comes Helen Morgan. You think the Olympic torch is something. The torch Helen carried was much bigger, and it burned with a bright and lingering flame.
Bending his lonely knees with nothing to do but to live in dreams that I make of all by myself. Dreaming that you're beside me, I picture the prettiest stories only to wake up all by myself. What is the good of me by myself? Why wasn't I born? Why am I living? What do I get? What am I giving? Why do I want a thing I daren't hope for? What can I hope for? I wish I knew. Why do I cry? Who draw you near me? You never hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what am I doing? Why was I born?
Thank you. can't forget you, though I try. You're always in my heart. There's no one to console me when I'm blue. There's no one who can take the place of you.
There now, that wasn't so bad, was it? See how the happy songs counterbalance the dreary ones? Trust me, we'll get through this together. This next set is the acid test. There was a singer back in the 30s named Maurice J. Gunsky whose outlook on life, judging from the records he made, was funereal to say the least. I think he must have had black crepe for swaddling clothes, and things just got worse from then on. He had this thing about roses. First we'll hear Lay My Head Beneath a Rose, followed by Take This Rose. Then Irving Kaufman will sob his way through Among My Souvenirs, but take heart, Billie Holiday brightens things up considerably at the end with Laughing at Life.
Oh, to say I feel today. Take this rose, this tiny rose, and wear it for a day. Take the love that with it goes, to keep or throw away. By doom, kissed by temper, teardrop too, still it brings my heart to you. Oh, take this rose.
Souvenir of you, my tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops part, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. Smile through your tears, laughing at life. No road is lonely if you were lonely. Lose all your blues laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues laughing at life.
Listening to WXDR Newark. The program is Scratchy Grooves. I don't know what to tell you about this next group of records. I can't honestly say they're funny today, but I know for a fact they were funny when they were made. At least they were funny to our parents and grandparents. They're spoken monologue records, which proliferated in the earlier years of this century. This was before the days of radio and TV, remember? Every Victrola in every farm home must have been worn out playing the latest humorous adventures of Uncle Josh Weathersby. We'll hear him. His real name was Cal Stewart, in Uncle Josh Joins the Grangers. You'll notice Cal, Uncle Josh, thought he was pretty funny. The people who owned the record must have agreed, because it's just about worn out. Then, with some apologies, we'll play Joe Heyman's Cohen on the Telephone. There's no place for dialect humor in this kind today, but except for the dialect, I think the record is inoffensive and somewhat amusing. I hope you agree. And finally, in this set of three, a record I must confess I think is still funny after 78 years. It was recorded in 1906, and it's all but destroyed, but if you listen carefully, I think under the scratches and the hissing and the noise, you'll be able to make out what happened when Father laid the carpet on the stairs. It's by Bert Shepherd. First, Uncle Josh.
Well, sir, I've gone, did, and done it. Yes, sir, joined a secret society. Nancy said I couldn't keep a secret if I had it nailed on a board, locked up in a safe, had the key lost. Well, Jim Lawton talked me into doing it. Jim said if I joined the Grangers, I wouldn't have to pay any taxes, I'd get better prices for my crops, and wouldn't have to serve on the jury. So I made out an application, and they elected me, and t'other night I went down to the hall to be initiated. Well, sure, they took off my shoes, they blindfolded me and put hobbles on me, put a pumpkin on my head, an onion in my mouth, a head of cabbage in one hand, and a tomato in the other. Then they marched me about a mile and a half around the hall over a lot of thistles. They called it the Granger's Pathway. Then they got me up in front of the big high chief Granger, and they made me kneel on a lot of shell corn, and they all got around and commenced to singing something like this. Who is the mainstay of this land? The man upon the farm. Who gets buncoed on every hand? The man upon the farm. Who works from early until late? The man upon the farm. And gets the gold bricks sent by freight? The man upon the farm. The man upon the farm. The man upon the farm. It's an awful sin what they do to him. The man upon the farm. Then they commenced to make it thunder and lightning, and I got scared, and I swallowed that darned onion, and it had pepper in it, and I hollered for water, and by gosh, they turned a hose on me. Then they stood me up and made me take an oath that I'd never cut any ice in the summer or make hay in the winter, and by gosh, they painted my face black and my ears red, and tied a horse blanket around me, put molasses in my hair and feathers on it, and sent me home. Well, when I got home, our dog didn't know me and wouldn't let me in the yard, and Aunt Nancy raised the window up and commenced to holler, fire, murder, burglars, watch. Rube Perkins come along, arrested me, and locked me up in the calaboose and kept me 2 days there before they found out who I was and let me get up. Now them darn Grangers have preferred charges against me for conduct unbecoming a Granger.
Description of the efforts of Mr. Cohn to use the telephone for the first time. Mr. Cohn is trying to call up the manager of a certain bank who happens to be his landlord. The conversation is as follows. Hello, are you there? Hello. Hello, what? What number do I want? Well, what numbers have you got? Excuse me, my fault. I want Central 248, please. Yes, that's right. 248. I say, miss. Am I supposed to keep on saying, are you there, and hello, until you come back again? Well, don't be long. Hello, are you there? Oh, yes. Are you the bank? Yes. I want to see the manager, please. I say, I want to see... What do you say? This is not a telescope, it's a telephone? You're very clever this morning, ain't it? Well, do me a favor. Hang a small piece of crepe on your nose. Your brains are dead. And if I have any more of your impertinence, I'll speak to the manager about you. I say, oh, I'm speaking to the... Oh, you're the manager. I beg your pardon. I'm much obliged. Say, Mr. Manager, I rang up to tell you that I'm your tenant, Cohen. I say, I'm your tenant, Cohen. I ain't going. I'm stopping here. I'm your tenant, not Lieutenant Cohen. I want to tell you that last night the wind came and blow down the shutter outside my house. And I want you to send... I say last night the wind came and... The wind. Not the devil, the wind. The wind. But you know what... Like that. Well, that blew my shutter down outside my house. And I want you... I say it blew the shutter out. The shutter. No, I didn't say shut up. No, the shutter. The thing that goes down the front of the shop. I want you to send a carpenter to mend the shutter. I say, I want you to send the carpenter to mend the shutter. To mend the... Not a tremendous shutter, no. Hello, are you there? Yeah, last night the wind came and blew down the shutter outside my house. And I want you to send a carpenter. A carpenter. A workman, yes. You know, one of those fellas that hits the hammer with the nails, that's it. A workman. I want you to send a workman to mend the damaged shutter. I say I want you to send a workman to mend. To mend. Not two men, no, one man, two men, one man to mend the damaged shutter. To mend the damage. I ain't swearing at you, I'm only telling you. Are you there? Last night the wind came and blew down the shutter outside my house. And I want you to send a carpenter. A carpenter. Oh, never mind, I'll have it fixed myself.
And now the world was put through such a funk, did Papa make. Although with smothered chuckles, all our little ribs did ache. When Papa laid the carpet on the cell. First one of us he sent away to purchase carpet tack. Another one for carpet thread, and one to bring these wax. And one to find the hammer, and the gimlet, and the axe. When Father laid the carpet on the cell. Then Father grabbed the carpet and he took it to the top. The load was rather heavy and so Father let it drop. But the carpet slithered down, it didn't seem to want to stop. And Father slithered with it down the cell. Then Father rubbed his funny bone and Father rubbed his knee. And if anyone was laughing, Father glared around to see. And though we nearly throttled, still we bubbled up our glee. When Father laid the carpet on the floor. Then Father tried unrolling it and climbing bit by bit. He got it right up to the top and stopped to make it fit. Then perhaps it was an accident, or perhaps to show his grit, took the bargain down his waistcoat, down the cell. We all of us enjoyed it, it was bliss without alloy, although to show our mirth, we were naturally coy. And Mother went behind the pantry door to hide her joy, when Father laid the carpet on the cell. After superhuman struggles, Father got the carpet spread. He tried to drive a tack in, but he hit his thumb instead. He dropped the hammer with a grunt, and oh, the things he said, when Father laid the carpet on the cell. Then Father used some language that is not in common use, and the hammer and the tack, and things he covered with abuse. And Father, he consigned the stairs and carpet to the Duke. So Mother laid the carpet on the stairs.
Well, I think it's funny. In case you couldn't make it out, the carpet finally got laid on the stairs by Mother. Women and you men out there, take note. This was in 1906. Did you laugh a little or grin at any of these? I don't mean a laugh like that of Uncle Josh. That's too much to expect after all these years. But I hope they lifted your spirits a little, because we're going back to the pits with this next one. I Wish I Had Died in My Cradle by Gene Austin. But take heart, we'll pick up our spirits and tempo right away with Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue? By the Silver Masked Tenor and the Goodrich Silvertown Chord Orchestra. The Silver Masked Tenor's name was Joe White, and why he wore a mask to sing over the radio is one of those mysteries that probably isn't worth bothering about. We'll top these off with Good News by George Olson's Orchestra, vocal by Bob Borger, Fran Fry, and Bob Rice.
is over. After I've wasted these years, the smile that I knew you're taking with you, leaving me only the tears. I wish I had never seen sunshine. I wish I had never seen rain. I wish that your soul had not been my goal, a prize that I sought all in vain. I only wish someone had told me the love that you gave was untrue. I wish I had died in my cradle before I grew up to love you. I only wish someone had told me the love that you gave was untrue. I wish I had died in my cradle before I grew up to
Roger to me good news. Good news. You're what I've waited for. I wasn't slated for blues. Good news is welcome. Come, come to me. Bad news is hell. Come to me. So, Mr. Good News, you're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, good news. Good, good news. Do-do-do-do, 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 I want good news. Good, good news. Do-do-do-do, 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 I want good news. Good news is welcome to me. Bad news is hell. Come to me. Good, good news. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, I want good news.
Well, I don't know what about you, but I think things are balancing out pretty well here. I haven't shed a tear yet, but I've laughed a little. Considering I'm all alone here in the studio, that probably isn't exactly a sign of the best mental health. Is solitary laughter an indication of something? I'll have to ask my psychiatrist next Thursday. Meanwhile, let's start the next set with the world's greatest blues singer, Bessie Smith. She lets it all pour out in Sobbin' Hearted Blues.
When you go, I can see you in
keep on walking till I see the sobbing heart is true.
Of love, wondrous love, always sing. But ask any lover, and you'll soon discover the heartache that romance can bring. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can mean anything when your lover has gone. When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering, like faded flowers, life can mean anything when your lover has gone.
On those lines, yes, sir. And a whole lot more. Oh, she was worthwhile waiting for. This is a missus, she's all mine. Just look her over, she's all mine. This is a missus, she's all mine. This is a missus and she's all mine. When a booger builds a
daddy, cackle down, we'll take a dizzy figure, then she'll walk down and knock down.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's love.
When you cackle, that's a polka, down the faker, that's the wicker, dear, and muggle, that's the legger, that's the maker, then.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's love.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's love. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go. So keep repeating, it's the berry. For the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loans. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at a moment.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you say, you worry so, but you can't take your dough where you go. So keep on repeating, honey, everything's a berry. Strong as oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loans. So how can you lose what you never owned?
Life is just a bowl of cherries.
So live and live it all just so you're happy.
Live, smile, live it all.
We've smiled through our tears with Look at the World and Smile by Gene Colquette and his orchestra. Harry Richmond wallowed in self-pity with When Your Lover Has Gone. But George Olson brought us right back up again with a reminder to save your sorrow for tomorrow. And finally, this is The Misses and Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries by the Boswell Sisters. Are you paying attention? What have we learned so far? Think about that while we round out the program with four songs, two sad and two that should give us courage to carry on. First, It Made You Happy When You Made Me Cry, sung by Johnny Morris with Paul Specht in his orchestra. Then one of the most pitiful songs you're likely to hear anywhere, Little Crumbs of Happiness by our old friend Irving Kaufman. Finally, things began looking a little brighter with Strum My Blues Away by Max Fisher and his California Orchestra, and we celebrate our triumph over adversity with My Troubles Are Over by Ted Weems and his orchestra, vocal by Parker Gibbs.
Oh gee, I'd hate to hate you like I love you. I thought that I was yours and you were mine. But you were someone else's all the time. You made me love you, you made me sigh. And yet it made you happy when you made me cry. Thank you.
cloudy. Sunshine's waiting to say howdy do if you keep strumming. But strumming all the day, strumming all your blues away.
It off, been putting it on, been talking it over. That sweetie of mine gave me a sign, my troubles are over. The family crew, the relatives too, invited me over. They put the okay on me today, my troubles are over. We're planning to settle down in a little suburban town. Who wouldn't like trees, birds and bees all around? A couple of cars, a couple of kids, a couple in clover. Just picture me there, floating on air, my troubles are over, over.
I warned you in the beginning there was going to be a quiz. There's just one question. What does all this mean? First, let's review what we've heard.
Been putting it off, been putting it off, been talking it over. That sweetie of mine gave me a sign, my troubles are over.
Give me a little melody, and I'm happy as can be.
I was yours and you were mine, but you were someone else's all the time.
Break of dawn, there is no sunrise. when your lover has gone.
So, Mr. Good News, you're bound to do me good. Come right here to me, Good News.
Oh, don't keep the sunshine out of your eyes.
Take this road, this tiny road.
I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart.
Now them darn Grangers have preferred charges against me for conduct unbecoming a Granger.
Oh, never mind. I'll have it fixed myself.
So mother made the carpet and the
sand. I wish I had never seen sunshine.
Lay my head beneath a rose.
Have a smile.
Have a smile for everyone you meet, and they will have a smile for you.
Okay, you've heard the clues. What's your answer? You there, Steve Martin. How would you sum up what we've learned today?
A long time ago, a million years B.C., the best things in life was absolutely free. But no one appreciated a sky that was always blue. No one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then. And you must pay before you get them back again. And that's what storms are made for. And you shouldn't be afraid. For
every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune fallen all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the thing you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
That's right, Stephen Bing. The message is, never mind the tears, go for the pennies. I'm Bill Chambliss on next week's Scratchy Grooves Weather Songs. We'll have a summer shower. And here's one of the greatest of them all, Stormy Weather, sung by Connie Boswell.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't pull my poor self together. Keeps raining all the time. The time keeps raining all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair gonna get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun. One, I can't go on, 'cause everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
You're listening to WXDR, Newark.